Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bilardi. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. Aganis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Miller now pitching. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jensen scores. Aganis moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Mealy now playing right field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bilardi moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards first. Aganez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from House and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Bob Miller. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. House moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Keene moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive towards first. Aganez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick King pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Billy Heft. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.